What's white, Christian, right-leaning, outspoken, fact-based, fearless, patriotic, and hated by Jews? Tucker Carlson. He is the face, the symbol, the voice, the view, the persona of traditional white Christian Americans disgusted with and puking over the leftist infestation of our country. This makes the Yids cringe.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Happy Monday. Last week, we said something on television that the usual chorus of hyper-aggressive liars is now pretending was somehow highly controversial. Ordinarily, we'd ignore all of this. Once you've been denounced as a white supremacist for quoting Martin Luther King, you realize none of it's real. It's all another form of social control. Honestly, who cares what they think? But in this one case, we thought it might be worth pausing to restate the original point, both because it was true and therefore worth saying, and also because America badly needs a national conversation about it.
Kikes won't allow it.
Demographic change is the key to the Democratic Party's political ambitions. In order to win and maintain power, Democrats plan to change the population of the country. They're no longer trying to win you over with their program. They're obviously not trying to improve your life. They don't even really care about your vote anymore. Their goal is to make you irrelevant. That is provably true. And because it's true, it drives them absolutely crazy when you say it out loud. A hurt dog barks. They scream about how noting the obvious is immoral. You're a racist if you dare to repeat things that they themselves proudly say.
To know who rules over you, simply learn who you're not allowed to criticize. Jews, who fund the political system with the predominance of Jews voting Democrat. 150 years applauded Biden's kickoff campaign last Friday. Kikes like co-chair and Jeffrey Katzenberg, 5-foot little yid with billions of Hollywood gelt. Michael Bloomberg, another little yid who wants your guns, big ones, small ones too. Naomi Haverly Leibovitz, chair of Planned Parenthood, loaded with dead babies disposed of with Jew money. Steven Spielberg, another Hollywood kike, joined to hundreds of other moneyed yids in Tinseltown. Sam Bankman-Fried, crypto Jew, believe you me, he'll go free. But a goy like Tucker Carlson, white and Christian, will never break free of cancel culture prison.
When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe.
I must be living in a different universe. Last I checked, honest people are silenced while liars in combined alliance enjoy unrestricted license.
Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't.
It will. We are on a downhill slide into a leftist abyss. There's no turning back. And if you are banking on the next election to revamp things, then you're living on a different planet. After 59 elections, each one sliding America deeper into the pit, all of a sudden, number 60's going to get it. You got two chances, zilch and nil. And besides, the kikes won't allow Trump back in. His followers are tomorrow's anti-Semites. The yids will rig. Hook noses, beady eyes, drooping eyelids, crooked mouth, thinning hair, pulling the voting machines, counting the mail-in ballots. Amalgamated in 1,000 organizations with money bags hanging from their circumcised balls. Tucker Carlson, excuse the metaphor, is the last goy alive. Deflated, demoralized, disenfranchised, decamerized, a victim of the Jewish cancel culture downsize. The kikes who run the media, the banks, finance, Fox News, Murdoch's mother's a Jew, sliced off the last surviving white voice. CNN Lite is now the best you're going to get.